Let's just put this party crasher thing in final context.
Yeah, let's do it.
I think over the years, both of us, you know, have talked about this ad nauseum. Now we're talking about it in public, but there are a number of questions that keep coming up. And the first one I think we have to ask is this deal that JC proposed, he said it was for disclosure. It was for this honorable, like, let's get the truth out to the people. But I don't think that we can discount the idea that maybe it was all part of a disinformation campaign.
I've never discounted that because my first take was that's what it was. My first take was, first of all, it's a hoax and this guy's not who he says he is. But then as I began to say, I'm giving him more credibility than that, I then began to say, but that doesn't mean he's telling me the truth. I mean, that's where the journalist in me came in. I mean, as I like to say, I've been lied to by experts.
Right.
And I thought, there's no reason in the world to accept on face value what this guy is saying. So it could easily have been disinformation. In fact, Brent, the more we have learned over time about disinformation, the government has been disinforming as a matter of policy or military strategy going back to D-Day and before.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, of course it could be disinformation.